a very big welcome to this podcast. I'm David Corellia, Melbourne-based photographic artist, davidcurellia.com. Hello and welcome to podcast number one of the David Corellia Photographic Art Podcast. The photographic journey model is what we're going to discuss today. I'm David Corellia, Melbourne-based photographic artist. If you're not sure about who I am exactly or what I do, please feel free to log on to davidcurellia.com. That's David, C-U-R-E-L-E-A, davidcurellia.com. And you can find out more there about my photography, upcoming exhibitions, and any other photographic art news. So once again, a very big welcome to this first podcast. And as mentioned, today we're going to discuss the photographic journey model. Now, this is a model I developed progressively over time, and it's a model that's beneficial for photographers at all levels of their career. It's also beneficial for all photographers working in all genres of photography, whether it's portraits or landscapes or other very specific genres. Now, why did I develop this model? Well, essentially to help us to identify what makes up our photographic journeys in as individuals. In doing so, we end up with something that is more tangible that we can work with. Identifying it can also mean giving clarity to our photographic journeys, and then we're in a position to be able to provide direction to those photographic journeys. No doubt you agree that out there in print or online, you know, magazines or other forms of media, there's an overwhelming, endless stream of information covering the technical, the technique, and the rules areas of photography. I personally find these quite overwhelming at times. There's this need inside you to need to know everything there is to know in terms of the technical, technique, and rules areas of photography. Now, these areas are no doubt certainly very important. We need to master aspects of these to succeed in terms of our photography, but really they're not the final destination on our photographic journey. They're merely a beginning, and something crucial has been missing in the industry. So that's why I created this model, to understand our photographic journey and to direct it. We have this model which can help us to be conscious of where we've come from, where we are now, and where we actually want to be on our photographic journey. More than that, the model also helps us to question ourselves why we photograph. We need to clearly identify the human side of our photographic journeys, the important role that we play, the person behind a camera, which is often neglected, isn't it, when we talk about the technical, technique rules areas of photography. So this model can help us to focus on connecting with our photographic journey, ensuring our eyes are connected to our heart and mind, as Henri Cartier-Bresson coined nicely. The model can help us in terms of connecting our eyes to our heart and mind, not merely in terms of capturing that decisive moment, which he was a master of, but also in terms of connecting our whole self with our photographic journey. Connecting our whole self with that journey. So are we aligned with our own journey, or are we detached? Are we part of it? Are we putting our whole self into it? Or are we just a minor component, just a little signature down the bottom, and we haven't really put ourselves into our work, and we don't really know which way our journey is, which way we are traveling on our journey? So the photographic journey model is going to help us to give far more clarity to all of that. So that's why I developed this photographic journey model, to help us identify what is at the core of that journey. We're going to use a very simple part of this model. It's basically a one-page form. And as you complete this form periodically, perhaps every 6 months, you'll see just how much your photographic journey is changing in ways that you won't be able to have in tangible form otherwise. You'll now have a permanent record of your photographic journey at any particular moment in time. So it's not just a static or stagnant model that will be outdated in 6 months. It's not simply about goals or simply some schoolbookish type exercise, but it's a model that's ever-changing and dynamic. It doesn't simply dwell just on the past or just hopes regarding the future, but it brings those together. It brings together the past, the present, and the future in clear focus and with a clear constant thread going through these. So it's also a forward-looking model, and it's actually quite all-encompassing. It takes into account all the other factors, internal and external, that make up our photographic journey and what is at the core of it. It encompasses our photographic journey as a whole and how we connect with it. And that's really quite important, because that's usually quite an intangible concept, isn't it? It's there in the back of our minds, it's hazy, it's not in clear focus. But using our one-page form, and later we'll see a simple visual diagram we could use, we can put all these factors into place. So please download now the documents from davidcurelia.com. That's David, C-U-R-E-L-E-A.com. If you click on my website there and go to articles in the menu, you'll see there probably at the top the photographic journey model. And when you open that up, at the bottom of that article, there will be the actual form you download with some basic instructions accompanying it, and also the slides that make up the visual diagram that we can complete. So let's begin. Put your name on the form and date it. You may need a minute to go off and print that off. Yeah, now let's get started. So the form, the photographic journey model, my core and direction. That's the form we have in front of us. The where part. Let's look at that first section, where I've been in the past. Now, I recommend you actually have a separate piece of paper just to brainstorm as you complete this. Document some ideas. Then listen to the section of the podcast again and finalize your entries. That's probably the most effective way to do this, because it does require quite a bit of thinking about different aspects of your photography. So the where part. Think about this. What is at the core of your photographic journey? And how clear to you is that core? Does it reflect who or what we are? Because we want to control our directions and our steps, don't we? So let's begin there by listing our previous directions, where I've been in the past. You may want to list your education, major projects or bodies of work, accomplishments, awards, experiences, encounters, whatever you like. Maybe put 10 down there, 10 key things you've achieved in the past in terms of your photography. Think about them, and when you have the finalized list, fill it out on the form here. Now, the where I am now section. Similar to the above, list about 5-10 key points. Major areas you're currently working on to help you get to where you want to be. That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? And think as well in this section about projects, website areas, marketing areas, business side areas, particular parts of your bodies of work. Try to summarize what you do in terms of where you are now in, say, 10 key points. Because as you list those key areas here, you may realize that some areas that seem to be key are not really that crucial to the core of your photographic journey. And that'll be more clear as we look at the next section, the where we want to be in the short term. Because we said that we want to take direction of our photographic journeys, don't we? So the part there, where I am now, that obviously has to point to where we want to be in the near future. Otherwise, we wouldn't be working on those things to get to where we want to be. So really, you'll see a constant thread between each of these points that make up the where section. And as mentioned, you might realize that, well, that particular area doesn't really make up a key aspect of what I do, because these points should reflect there what where we want to be in the future. And in the less immediate future, we want to be able to control those. So that's the next sections, where I want to be in the near future in terms of my photographic journey. Where do I want to be X years from now? Maybe next year, where do I want to be? Okay, so we complete there the where I want to be in the near future. Call that 6 months to a year. Things we need or want done in the near future. And as mentioned, these should reflect the points of our focus in the where I am now section. Next, let's have a look at where I want to be, say, 5 to 10 years from now, the further away future. So now we're able to look at key things we've done in the past, key things we're working on now, and key things we want to achieve in the immediate and the more long-term future. So do we see a constant thread going through those, or are we sort of a little bit spread out in terms of our directions? Because if we don't set out to achieve something, we won't ever achieve it, will we? And so we need to currently work on it. We need to work on that aspect of our photographic journey right now, make it a key area. If not, then change our goals, change our where I want to be, because we're not going to get there otherwise. So let's finalize all those aspects. The benefit too is that now when you're going to have this completed, you're going to put it away, or you may choose to stick it up on your wall. When you look at that a year from now, you'll realize, wow, I have achieved a remarkable amount. Or you'll be able to say, yeah, I'm definitely still heading in the right direction and I'm achieving things there, things that I set out to achieve on my photographic journey. And so I'm heading in the right direction. I'm really in control of this. And that's what we want to be able to do with this core and direction document. So the what section, do you normally just photograph commercial work, or do you love and get involved a lot in the photojournalistic aspect of the industry? Or are you trying to stay strictly in the art areas of photography? And rather than just give a one word answer, of course, list there what makes up the particular parts of your genres there that you're involved in: portraits, landscapes, abstracts, black and white work, fashion work. And again, we have a permanent record there of what you currently photograph, and it's going to be something we can reflect back on in future. Now, this might sound a little bit, you know, simple, and why would I want to write that down? But in my case, for example, I started out in the very early days when I was still working in IT. I started out shooting landscapes and macro work and nature subjects. And I thought to myself, you know, that's all I need to photograph. That's all I ever want to cover. Maybe a little bit of people, you know, photography, etc. But these landscapes, macro, and nature forms of work, that's more than enough for me. I don't need to venture out here and there. And now, looking at it a few years later down the track, I realize that my photography encompasses so much more. Whether it's street photography, people, portraits, I've started shooting far more black and white, to the point where it's a primary thing I do now. So when you look at this list a few years from now, you'll be able to see that you've either scaled down or you've expanded your horizons in terms of what you need or want to shoot. And that's very important, again, because this reflects back on where you want to be in terms of your photography. It's not detached. It actually influences that very much so, because we're having to, again, look at it in terms of a journey. What are we actually carrying out as our line of work? And so that's important, the where section and the what section. Now let's look at the why section. This is going to be probably the most important section in terms of connecting with our photographic journey and the core of it. This section basically requires us to think about the reasons why you photograph. Why do you photograph? Is it simply about the money? Or is it far more than that? Surely it's not just about shooting nice things. More likely, like me, you're interested in tracing your roots or some history or some culture or documenting the human experience. We have a certain love or affinity with people, or it's more to do perhaps with expressing ourselves creatively or in some way, in some form of communication. So we're going to get some serious clarity here to our photographic journey. Again, we need to sit down, we need to think about this. Why I photograph? It's not merely about taking nice photos. It's far from that, isn't it? And these why questions, which you're going to brainstorm and then finalize on this form again, these why questions are really the hardest to answer in terms of our photographic journey. Why questions is the hardest to answer in life, aren't they? We go through life from the moment we're born, we ask a lot of why questions, and at any point in our life, we ask why things work a certain way and why they happen a certain way. And so asking ourselves those why questions in terms of our photography, we're putting down there on that piece of paper what's deep within our hearts and minds. And again, we're connecting ourselves to our photographic journey and our core that makes up our journey. That's a very important area, that. So again, finalize your list when you get a chance there. A final part now, why I'm a great photographer. Why you are a great photographer. Because there's always something great about each of us, isn't there, in terms of our photography. We have a different slant on things. Document there why you believe you're a great photographer, or why you know you're a great photographer. And again, it's important because it helps bring together there our strengths, our passions, our interests, concerns, experiences, abilities, everything. You know, you've had a brilliant eye for forms and patterns and textures that people don't normally spot. Or maybe when it comes to the editorial side of the photography experience, you have a real knack for getting that together and turning it into a brilliant body of work, not just in terms of the photographic side of it, but documenting the human experience. So document the why part, and in doing that, it's going to remind you of the reasons why you're in this game. Now think about that again. We touched on earlier, but think about this. Great photos come partly from our eyes, but they come partly from a feeling or a thought as well, don't they? And again, these are concepts that our heart and our mind are dwelling on as we see things visually. So again, we want to connect with and understand ourselves. What are we feeling? What are we thinking when we see these? What captures and captivates us? And why do we have a connection with this particular place or subject? Because all these areas are again related to why you photograph and why you're a great photographer. Because you wouldn't be doing it if you're a horrible photographer, I take it. You wouldn't be involved in it. So that's what the why section is going to do. It's going to bring us back into the photographic journey equation. We're a key area, we're often neglected, we don't think enough about ourselves when we pursue bodies of work or travel to faraway places. Sometimes we're running away from something, we're running away from understanding ourselves and how we interact and the important role that we play in terms of our photographic journey. So there we have it, very simple, just one piece of paper, you can put that down now, finalize it, stick it on your wall or put it somewhere safe, and refer to it again in 6 months and in 1 year's time from now and periodically thereon. And in doing that, we're not simply going to refer to it, we're going to re-document our whole photographic journey model again, aren't we? And so then we can actually track over time how our journey is changing, how we have changed on our journey, and what is normally just that intangible, hazy concept in our minds of what we think we're traveling on, we now have it there in one simple, single piece of paper that is going to help us to stay in control and to have clarity in terms of what bodies of work we want to do, where we want to go, what do we want to achieve, and what we don't want to waste our times with. So now let's look at the next section. If you refer to the slides that came with the article on the website there, on my website, let's now make and have a look at that basic visual diagram in the slides, if you want to bring those up. Now, we can create a simple diagram, and again, it'll imprint what is already in our model that we created, and we can, if we want, you know, have it there as a reference for us, or we can stick it on our wall. It's going to help us to see what our photographic journey is all about. Again, we have three areas, the where, the what, the why part, those same areas, and surrounded there in the first slide by the core. Let's have a look now at slide two. You'll notice a lot of empty space. What we're going to do here is we're going to add internal and external elements that interact with our photographic journey and its core. Because the core, basically, the why part, the where part, the what part, pretend that that is what makes up your photographic journey, that core, and you are also inside that. Sorry about that, but you belong in there as well. So us on our photographic journey, there's the core. We've left a lot of blank space. We can put now internal and external elements that interact with our core. So map it out now. You'll realize again what areas are crucial. You can take those from different parts of your document there. Now you're gonna have things that you didn't document beforehand. You might have, as in my case, communities mentioned there. International or local communities that you work with or depend on, whether it's some associations or group of people, or document those as communities. You might want to split it local, international, put down a few points. You may want to get really specific with this, or you may just want to make it more simple so you have a visual reference. Add, like I've done, key projects or bodies of work. Put that heading there. It's a main element. And list under there in point form some of the key projects you're working on. Marketing channels that will help you reach your communities with your particular bodies of work. What are they? Is it Facebook, or is it your own website, blog website, or other partnerships or industry directories? What are you going to use to market it? What do you already use? Just put those in very basic form there if you like. We're not setting out to document exactly every operation that makes up our photographic journey, whether it's a business or just something we do for fun. But we're not just documenting every operation there necessarily, but we want to identify what are the key components of our operation, of our photographic journey. Looking now at the next section, we're going to see there that we can use this written model that we created earlier and the visual model. We'll be able to almost put them side by side and say, okay, well, these are the 10 key areas that make up the where part, the why part, the what part. That represents me and my journey. We're now going to be in a far better position. And maybe if we've set up a more specific visual diagram, we're going to be in a slightly better position, because have a look at what happens now when we have those two diagrams, the visual model and our form rather. We have them there side by side, all completed. Now, 2 months from now, we have a big decision to make. Should I pursue a particular new project? Well, now we have already the ability to pull out our reference documents there, and we're going to be able to identify more easily if that particular new project is going to fit in with our core in terms of the time and energy and cost investment that it's going to require of us. Does it fit in with the where we want to be in the near future and where we are, what we're working on now. It may be still nice to carry out in the future, but we can't currently work on it because where I am now, what I'm working on now, that is just overwhelmed with things to do, and so we need to put it on the back burner. Or we may realize that this particular new project is not at all aligned with what we are in terms of our photography, who we are, why we photograph. It doesn't at all align with our future objectives, and so we may just choose to discard it. Or the decision we might have to make is one related to the system we currently use for our photographic gear. We may be trying to overhaul the whole thing and thinking, okay, I'm going to go to digital now, I'm going to go medium format, or I'm upgrading to these new lenses, etc. We'll be in a better position now to look at our photographic journey model and our visual diagram there and just say, well, it's not really going to help me to get to where I want to be in the near future or the further away future. By broadening what I'm doing with this gear, it's not really aligning me still. It's just going to cost more time, more energy, more of my investment. And I'm going to make a new key area here of what I'm working on, but I just don't have the time for it. So I'm going to concentrate instead on doing this and that and that. After a trip to China in 2009, I personally realized just how much my directions had changed in terms of my photographic journey. And that's where this model almost started to coming to fruition, to completion. I realized that those directions of what I wanted to shoot had changed so much that my portfolio required an overhaul. I was able to look at it on the diagram there and say, right, portfolio is out of date now because it no longer reflects who I am. And so I'll need to change that. And that's going to be related, yes, to the marketing and those aspects of my marketing. Oh, yeah, I've got to change all that. So we there again see how we can direct our photographic journey as a whole in terms of this all-encompassing approach to our core and where we want to travel on our photographic journey. And we'll be able to see what falls outside the scope of our journey and what we don't want to waste time with or what we want to put more attention on. So whatever makes up our personal and business areas of our photographic journey, document it, because there in future we'll be able to realize what improvements we need to make, but also we're going to be able to measure our success, aren't we, and give ourselves a pat on the back. So I hope that this photographic journey model has given you a fresh look at your own photography and your own photographic journey. And I hope it's given you some insight into what makes up the core of your own journey and how you can best direct it. I hope it helps you to connect with your own photographic journey and helps you connect with the people and places that you see. So now we should have really there a more clear, a more tangible, a more all-encompassing and a more controllable photographic journey. So I hope you travel well on your journey. And of course, if it has been of benefit to you, as it has been for me personally in developing and using this model myself, whether you're a pro or enthusiast or a beginner, please feel free to share this model with others by pointing them back to the website to get their materials there. And of course, feel free to shoot me an email if you like. Tell me how you've benefited from the model and say hello. And now to wrap it all up, time doesn't allow me to regularly produce a podcast. I'm very sorry. If you have enjoyed it, I hope. There's already some fantastic photography related podcasts out there, but I will try to continue using podcasts, video casts and photo casts and whatever else possible in addition to just articles and blog entries. To share my approach to photography and photographic art. So please do, if possible, subscribe to my photography email newsletter. It's free and it's only sent semi-annually or quarterly, so you won't get bombarded every week with just another email you have to sort or delete. And you'll receive upcoming news regarding my photographic exhibitions or other fine art news. So, davidcurelia.com, that's David, C-U-R-E-L-E-A.com. To subscribe there, please do follow that up. And please do, if you haven't already, go to the same website under articles, download the Word document or PDF file, and download those basic slides to get you started on using the photographic journey model. So I hope, again, that this model has been beneficial to you on your photographic journey. And that is it. That brings us to the end of this first podcast. All the best with your photographic journey. I hope you've got something out of this. And until next time, do take care and do travel well. And thanks for being on board for the Photographic Journey Model Podcast.